There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier place in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. You're listening to Friday Night Live. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're in the audience. Glad you're logged on and listening to us on the old World Wide Web. Just relax and enjoy yourself, and let us share with you the thoughts of our heart at the Little Brown Church in the Vale. We've all been waiting for you to arrive to join us at Friday Night Live. All right. Boy, what a beautiful day it's been. It's been a wonderful day, I tell you. And we just had some bad weather, so it was very much appreciated. And here's a song by request, all right? She leaned hard against her walker, taking one step at a time. Seems like every move she made was such a chore. She inched her way across the church house, scooted up to the piano, played the introduction to 154. Well, I'm impressed by those who follow where God leads us. I'm so blessed. Someone gives their all to Jesus. I guess I'm somewhat moved by the classy and the smooth. But when somebody in their weakness gives their best, well, I'm impressed. One man put in the first 20, someone gave 100 more, but not as much as either could afford. But what really touched the heart was when the farmer's widow gave her butter and egg money to the Lord. Well, I'm impressed by those who follow where God leads us. I'm so blessed. When someone gives their all to Jesus, I guess I'm somewhat moved by the classy and the smooth. But when somebody in their weakness gives their best, well, I'm impressed. They drove to church in their Mercedes, some in flashy Cadillacs. I was glad for their success. I hope it showed. But I was preoccupied by a little church grandmother. And I said when she came walking up the road, now I'm impressed by those who follow where God leads us. I'm so blessed. When someone gives their all to Jesus, I guess I'm somewhat moved by the classy and the smooth. But when somebody in their weakness gives their best, well, I'm impressed. Yeah, I guess I'm somewhat moved by the classy and the smooth. But when somebody in their weakness gives their best, well, I'm impressed. Yeah, I'm impressed. Hey, that's a true song. I met all three of those ladies during the course of my life. You're listening to Friday Night Live at Church in the Wildwood. Our special guest tonight is going to be Steve Newton, and he'll be along in a little while. Right now, David Wood, you know who David is, you've heard him before. He's going to share a song. I hope it's the one he did a little earlier. If it's not, it's okay. Because he was really getting down on that one. It was really a very touching song. Anyway, here he is now, David Wood.
Among the angry mob, Jesus stood alone, silent in the midst of a world that did not know. Stood Emmanuel. God was with him, and they couldn't tell, 'cause all they had known until that day were only thoughts of hate. And there was stood the King of Israel, author of love. There stood Emmanuel. He cried with a loud voice from the cross, and then he let his body die. And as they pierced him with a spear, a soldier standing by his side said, "Surely this was he." There in the tomb where his body had been laid, he came again into this world when he arose from so you and I might be saved. And His Spirit's here right now to testify today that here stands Emmanuel. God is with Jesus, I know He lives too.
Emmanuel. Oh, ain't that pretty?
Man.
I'll tell you what, if that don't touch your heart, something's wrong with your heart. I can only concur with that thought. There he is. There stands Emmanuel. Our special guest tonight on Friday Night Live is Steve Newton. Where are you from, Steve?
Eufaula, Oklahoma.
I think I've heard of that place. Yeah, I think so. He's our special guest tonight. I'm going to have him right now. In fact, he can say what's on his heart if he wants to and say something about the songs if he likes. He's going to do a couple numbers right now. We'll bring him back a little bit later. We're just tickled to death to have him here. Man, what a talent. Here he is now, Steve Newton.
Well, thank you, Bill. And it is a pleasure to be here in the church in the Wildwood. It's a beautiful surroundings. I love the surroundings and the church itself and the people here. And it's just really good to be here. Beautiful song, David. I really enjoyed that. I have a song that I wrote several years ago. I've rewritten it a little bit, but the main idea holds true. It talks about the secret place that we have with the Lord. And there's one thing that everyone should cherish more than anything in the world is that secret place that they can go to and be alone with the Lord and just convey all their hearts, emotions, their feelings, their concerns. And that's what I'd like to sing about right now. I treasure the times I hold dear are the moments with the Lord when the world just disappears and tears of joy while feeling the comfort of His Spirit. When I empty my mind of my thoughts and dreams and let the Lord fill me with His. Thank you for those times we've had the pleasure of being together alone, and how I'm looking forward to more precious quiet times in our secret place. He whispers to my soul, strengthening my spirit, helping me to grow in the power of His resurrection and in His love to flow. Losing my life, I'm learning to find His life in me. Jesus, how I love you, Savior. How I thank you for those times we've had the pleasure of being together alone, and how I'm looking forward to more precious quiet times in our secret place.
Amen.
Ever since the beginning, that's what the Lord has wanted. Ever since fellowship had been broken, He has sought us out. And that's all He wants, is just to be close to us. I'm going to play an instrumental right now that my parents wanted me to learn when I was first learning the guitar. They liked Chet Atkins' music, and they wanted me to learn his style. So I'm going to play Weary Pilgrim for you now. Back to you, Bill.
That was Steve Newton, and wasn't that a good job? I wish I could play like that. I'll tell you what. Yeah. I really do. I wish I could play like that. I want to remind you, you're listening to Friday Night Live at Church in the Wildwood, and we're glad you're here. I want you to say, everybody to sing with me on this song. This is one that everybody will know, and I want you to think about it. If you, and especially in light in the last few days of what we've seen on movie screens about the Lord and all the stuff that's been said and all that, I think this song will portray in the greatest way I know what it's all about. You help me, will you? Gotta do is take it to the Lord. in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee, take it to the Lord in prayer. Listen to me. Wherever you are, if you'll just turn your heart to Jesus, you'll find he's been the best friend anybody ever had. And all you got to do is take it. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord. Amen. You might just want to praise the Lord right now.
Amen.
I promise you, that'd be a great thing to do. Thank you, Jesus. I want to do a song before we go back to our special guest. I've thought in the last few days, I've heard a whole lot of, criticism that people make. Things they find wrong, and seems like you can turn on the news and everybody is fighting and fussing about what's right about this and what's wrong about that, and making accusations and saying things about other people and all that. I want you to know that if we just get to the place where we could get our minds back where they belong and start thinking of the things that are in our life that are so good, and all the good things that people do, because people do some wonderful, wonderful things. But I think we just need to quit criticizing and quit fussing and fighting and carrying on and saying things. A lot of times we say things about things we don't really know anything about. I hear people talking on the news, and they give you their idea about something, and I wonder, well, how do they know? You know, I don't care if they're a newscaster or whatever they are. If they don't know Jesus, I don't put a whole lot of stock in what they say anyway, so don't make too much difference. But I'll tell you what, it'd be good if we just get back to the place where we let God start doing our helping us with our thinking, so that our mind would be in gear whenever we opened our mouth. That'd be really good now, wouldn't it? Anyway, he's coming back, and when he does, all this old stuff is going to be stopped, I really believe. But to tell you the truth, I'd assume it'd all be over anyway, and we'd see the Lord coming in the clouds. I'm one of those saints that the Bible says that they'll say, "Come, Lord Jesus." Well, he is. And when he comes, I got a house and a couple of cars and things like that. Everybody, y'all can have them if you want them. I won't need them anymore, because I'm going to be leaving.
All right.
I'm going to get out of here and go somewhere else, and it's going to be a wonderful thing when I get over there. And I can't hardly wait until that time, because he is coming back. And I don't know if you know it or not, but I want to be ready. I know that there's something about him coming back is going to settle it all, because he always did when he was around. When he was on this earth, he used to say things, and it settled everything whenever he said it. Like in this song right here. Her accusers all stood ready with their stones right in their hand, till Jesus reached down and wrote something right there in the sand. When he looked up again, there was no body around. I wish I had a copy of what he wrote down. Well, that's all we know, 'cause that's all it says in God's holy writ. But we feel for sure it ripped the mask off of those old hypocrites. She knew no condemnation, not one accuser could be found. Oh, I wish I had a copy of what he wrote down. Oh, I wish I had a copy of what he wrote down. Each time I take a notion to put somebody down, I'd read it and I'd see just how foolish I sound. If I had a copy of what he wrote down, well, I'd hang one on the pulpit and a whole bunch on the pew. And I'd hang one in the office of that old head deacon too. In fact, I think I'd hang them all over this town if I had a copy of what he wrote down. Oh, I wish I had a copy of what he wrote down. Each time I take a notion to put my brother down, I'd read it and I'd see just how foolish I sound. If I had a copy of what he wrote down, I wish I had a copy, I'd spread it all over town. I wish I had a copy of what he wrote down. Well, can you say amen? We are very privileged to have a fine musician and singer with us tonight. You've already heard a little bit from him. He's going to do some more. I already hear him playing in the background. It's coming on. Steve Newton.
I think it'd be good to just, as this song says, open our eyes, Lord, because we really want to see Jesus. We want to know him in his fullness. If you're familiar with this chorus, it's called Open Our Eyes, Lord. Just join in. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him and say that we love him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. To see Jesus
once again.
Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him. to say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus.
Why don't you just open your hearts right now to Jesus? Wherever you are, whatever you're doing. That's beautiful. Thanks, Steve, for coming and being with us tonight. I hope we can persuade you to come back our way sometime in the future.
We'd love to.
And you tell everybody, those of you that are here in the physical audience, tell everybody what they missed tonight. And tell them if they'll watch real close, we might get him to come back. And they can come back and hear him because they missed it tonight if they weren't here. But it's time to go. You knew that, didn't you? Tip of the way I was looking. It's time to go. That's something we have to do. And hope you've enjoyed it. Church in the valley, by the wild wood, no lovelier spot in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. You've been listening to Friday Night Live. I'm your host, Bill Burns. Our special guest was Steve Newton tonight. One of our regular stars, David Wood, rendered a beautiful song, a fine song for us tonight. We hope you enjoyed it all right here at the Little Brown Church in the Vale. We'll all be praying that you will survive and come back to Friday Night Live.